The search for the next great bee. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Honeybees pollinate about a third of the crops in the U.S. That's about $15 billion of the agricultural economy. But honeybees have had a tough time lately. A combination of diseases, stress, parasites, and pesticides have all hurt the honeybee population. Lou Bluin reports scientists are starting to look at how other species of bees could help pick up the slack.
The bee world is a lot bigger than just honeybees. In fact, there are more than 20,000 species of bees in the world. And Penn State researchers like Dave Bittinger are finding out that some of these unsung bees could start filling gaps left by honeybees. His all-star that he's studying now is a type of Osmia bee called the Japanese orchard bee.
We call them Jobs for short because people don't like Latin names.
And these bees, at least in apple orchards, they're kind of showing up honeybees.
Honeybee's a little bit lazy. It'll only maybe visit one or two flowers per minute. And Osmia will do up to 15 flowers per minute. And we've seen with Osmia, they can carry up to 100 times more pollen than what a honeybee can.
In fact, Bittinger says some apple farmers are finding they can forego renting honeybees altogether. And that's just the tip of the other bee iceberg.
Oh, look at all these bees on the Monarda.
Scientifically, I appreciate them, but on a personal level, I just feel giddy when I see this many bees.
That's Carly Miller. She's a grad student in Penn State's entomology department. And today, she's in a pumpkin patch looking for squash bees.
The squash bees are like little Wall Street bees, and they fly around quickly everywhere, fast, ping, ping. They like barely look in a flower, and then they're off to the next one, and they can't decide what to do with themselves. And half the time, they'll fly into you because they're so busy flying and fall into a flower, and they're like, oh, okay, I'll use this one.
For a long time, nobody even knew squash bees were such hard workers. In fact, pumpkin farmers would often rent honeybees, not realizing they probably already had squash bees on their farms doing most of the pollination. And between squash bees and bumblebees, scientists say squash and pumpkin farmers can probably get by without using honeybees. It's all part of a new strategy of diversification that entomologist Shelby Fleischer affectionately refers to as Plan B.
I think the key to remember is resilience. So don't just aim for any one species. Historically, there's been a lot of emphasis on let's make honeybees our pollinator. And resilience would suggest that we should try and support a community of bees.
And that is where things can get tricky, because for the most part, other bees don't act like honeybees. Honeybees are freaks in the bee world. They live in a box. You can move them from place to place. They reproduce like crazy, and they'll eat practically anything. Most other bees are actually solitary and nest in dead trees or in the ground, so you can't move them around. So to keep a healthy, diverse community of other bees on the farm, Carly Miller says farmers will have to start adding bee habitat. That means planting things like wildflower patches next to their fields so that these other bees have something to eat year-round.
So it's planting your floral resources, making sure you choose the right flowers that are going to come up early enough, that have pollen resources, that have nectar resources, and that will finish their bloom early enough so that when all the crops are available, the bees then switch to a new food source and are doing the pollination in your crops.
Which is not exactly an easy formula to figure out. It varies crop by crop, even region by region. That's why even with all this excitement over other bees, honeybee expert Marianne Fraser says we won't be walking away from honeybees anytime soon.
In terms of having a bee that is as versatile as honeybees, that bee doesn't exist. I mean, it just isn't out there.
Most importantly, Fraser says, what's good for all other bees, habitat, a diverse diet, fewer pesticides, is good for honeybees. So if you do good by one species, you do good by all of them. And they'll continue to do good by all of us. For the Environment Report, I'm Lou Bluin.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.